This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
There's probably six or seven guys I could name that I would rather do.
You can only really serve one ass.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee at the club.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. Bye, bitch. Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go. Freaking punch it, bitch. Resourceful little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Blackface, thank you. I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Dropping a road rage incident.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Because this bitch is behind maintenance.
Recently, I've noticed, I've had two minor people freak out on me lately.
Over what?
Well, I don't know if anyone's had this, but when you're turning into a parking lot, a lot of times the person that's exiting the parking lot does not get over on their side.
A lot of times, I would say like most of the time.
They're like in the middle.
Because their car is swinging out, but they haven't made the full swing yet. So they're like hanging at an angle and they're blocking more than half of the entryway.
Yes. Yeah. So when I'm going to turn in, I do not have to wait for you to leave. I am in front of you. And when I am going to turn in, like, I am as far right as I can go, right?
And you're not going to hop the curb.
Yeah, I'm not hopping the curb. And I've had twice, like in the last week, someone that's exiting that is then, we have to kind of both stop, right? Because I'm kind of cutting him off. And then that guy loses his S at me. And I'm like, wait, just, you know, he
what did you want me to do?
He's yelling, he's giving me the finger. It happened yesterday. And I'm like, well...
Was it our parking lot?
No. Oh. No. This one was at a little, like a Quickie Mart place by me. And then the other one was pulling into the gym. And I'm so confused by that. Because that has happened before, but twice, just like in the last like week, that's gone down. And, like, are you so irrational that you don't realize it is your fault? Because I did. After the second time it happened, I had to take like a survey of myself. I'm like, wait, am I doing this wrong? And then I was like, no. So if I'm going down the road and you're exiting the parking lot and I assume that you are exiting in an appropriate manner. And I go to turn in, and I'm as far right as I can go, and you have not given me enough room to pull in, or I am blocking you from pulling out. That in no way is on me. I did a deep dive into this. I sat in the parking lot for a second.
Let's figure this out.
I mean, the only thing that I could have done is, like, because he has not exited the parking lot. He's coming out.
Right.
And I'm turning in. I do not have to stop in the road and wait for him to exit.
To that clear is, out. No, no,
that is not... why we have an entryway that is big enough
for two cars.
Two cars.
Yeah.
And if you are turning left, you have to wait for me. And if you're turning right and I'm still blocking you, that means that you are absolutely way the hell over. And I think that's ultimately what I decided. I think people are not going to the right. I think people are taking up the whole... I think they're taking up the middle of the driveway, entryway.
They're approaching it as if they have the entire width of it with which to exit, not anticipating your car coming.
Yes.
And you need to be making that exit, leaving enough space for a second car. And most people don't, it feels like.
Yes. And then it's always interesting when someone loses their S. I thought about the road rage thing. Punch it, bitch.
Yeah.
And both of these people, because at that point, you are very close.
Freaking punch it,
like, you're
bitch.
You're right there. You're within, like, 2 feet. And both of those, I was like, dude, is this guy going to get out of his car? Like, he was fuming, especially this last one, yesterday. Dude was steaming mad.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
And I was like, what are you, that's on you.
Yeah.
Had you just, because he was turning right. Had he just gotten over... He could have turned right, and this all would have been avoided.
I do feel like that is often at the root. When you have an altercation like this, it's almost never because two people believe the same thing as far as right-of-way is concerned. There are so many drivers that are, like, misinformed about what they're actually entitled to on the road and what they just feel they should be entitled to on the road.
Because I'm well aware I am not a fantastic driver. I'm not a bad driver, but I'm not...
Well, that's different than knowing the rules.
Well, but I'm not, like, you know, every guy thinks, like, he can do three things. Every guy thinks he can, like, beat up anybody on Earth because he's just going to go red when he gets angry. Every guy thinks he can barbecue. And every guy thinks that he's, like, Jeff Gordon, right?
Sure.
No matter what. I am very honest about my abilities, right? Like... Half the time that something goes, like, if I'm on the road and someone starts honking at me, my first inclination is,
what did I do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to, like, raise my hand and be like, I don't want to be doing this either.
My bad. I didn't realize that.
My bad. And so I'm always, when the anger comes, I always have to assess the situation. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
And I don't think most people are. I think most people assume whatever. If you have to stop or you have to, like, you have to make a sudden brake job, they always assume it's the other person as opposed to looking inward. Because I assume, like if someone has to stop their car, I'm like, oh, damn. Like, what? You know, what? Oh, no, that wasn't me. And then we get so angry. I think we're just angry that we're not good. We're not good at something that we think we should be good at. And I don't know why everyone thinks they should be good at driving.
Yeah, it's like everyone expects the benefit of the doubt that society... has determined you're good because you have a license or something. It's like, no. Just because you passed your test 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever it is, doesn't mean you're good at this. We're not all good at everything.
I mean, I think there's varying degrees.
I'm a fine driver. I don't think I'm a perfect driver.
Oh, I'm not bad. But if someone else wants to drive, knock yourself out. We get a lot of unnecessary anger. So to that guy driving, like, and I always thought he was, like, driving, like, an 88 Honda Accord that was, like, poo brown. I wanted to roll down my window and be like, you hate your car. Don't hate me. Like, that's...
You hate your car. Yeah. You might hate yourself.
Yeah,
don't hate me.
Yeah, don't hate me. I'm not responsible. That's why I don't flip anyone off. I'm not out to try to cause anyone any sort of road rage. That's not my mission out there. It's none of that. And someone did suggest something the other day that I have taken. If someone does something that I don't like it, I will not flip them off. I do the thumbs down. someone said that on the text program a long time ago. And I have completely adopted it.
I think if you're Mets guy doing that.
Yes.
You know, the guy in the overalls with the bushy beard and the glasses. Yeah.
I find it to be a softer, I'm not happy with what you're doing.
But also a little bit Commodus the Emperor?
Yes. And it's not an F you.
Great pull.
I don't want to give you the bird. I'm not trying to be aggressive. I just want
disapprove.
You to...
Disapprove. Yes. I'm not saying, hey, F you, buddy. I'm just saying bad.
Yes. So
I
that's
like
become
it.
My new go-to.
Can I co-opt that?
Well,
I won't say that I came up with it. I want to adopt that.
That was the text program.
Oh, so, wonderful.
So when that angry Accord guy started yelling at me, and he was all sorts of pissed off, that's what I gave him. I just looked at him, and I gave him the thumbs down. I was like, yeah.
And it's one of those things that might even piss them off more, because it's like you're not really engaging them with the full-on F you. You're just like, disapprove.
Yes. It's a nice... Now, I'm going to say, wait till I give someone the thumb down and they shoot me. And I'm like,
yeah, sure.
I'm like, dude, I was just giving you the thumbs
Maybe
down.
Maybe not the great idea you thought.
I just think it's a nicer, comical way, especially if you smile while doing it. You know, you give them a little smile and a wink. You're like, ah, you know, thumbs down. Because that's now, I either do the my bad. I try to do the my bad, tap the chest. Mm-hmm. My fault. Or I give you the thumbs down. Or I just smile and drive away.
I will also do the, I guess it's akin to the smile and drive away. If someone is super impatient and they're just being an ass, I'll do the big smile and grin and like, good job, for you as they go on by.
See right here, people do this all the time. They take the middle of the street when turning in general.
Yep.
Or I work at a business complex, 112th in Vancouver. Every day this happens to me. Someone turning left out in the middle thinks it's larger.
Your plight is felt across the region.
We need to be better. If you are entering or exiting a driveway, you do not have access to that entire driveway. Because you never know when someone else, as you approach it, you may think, oh, I'm in the middle of it and I've got, but no, someone can be coming up and go to turn and now you're an ass because you've cut everyone off. And if that's the case, it is upon you to stop, back up, give that person more room. That is not on the person turning.
Yep.
And you certainly don't have the right in your brown Accord to then get all angry and all aggro and yelling at someone. By the way, you're way too big to be driving that Honda Accord. So do some push-ups away from the table and get yourself a bigger car.
Yeah, the text line says it's the dad. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. It hurts so bad.
Yes. I wish I don't... Whoever you were on the text program that suggested that, I just want you to know, I wish I could give you credit, but it's amazing, and it's changed my driving. Because I was never... I'm not a middle finger guy. Because I am not about I am not about the road rage. I let that S go a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in getting shot. Not interested in any sort of conflict. So I don't flip anyone off. And so I never knew what to do when I was unhappy. And the thumbs down has really given me. I feel like it's given me a
I'm
nice.
I'm inspired.
It's a nice little tool. And if I'm really angry at you, I'm gonna give you the double. I'm gonna give you the double. And I wish we had the windows down because I would give you one of these. Womp womp.
Yeah, give him a womp womp
the
on
double
it.
Double thumbs down.
That's excellent. Well, we've accomplished nothing so far, but as is the club's want to do, that's kind of standard for us.
Yeah.
I do want to get to something that you've been telling us all along, Sook. You have very few rules for life, but when your relationship is in the throes of controversy or on the rocks, there's a couple things you don't do.
Two things you never do.
And it's just been proven once again. It's coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50
and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back to Le Club. Well, Souk has been warning us about a handful of things in life for a while, but there are few that he really sticks to and is really staunch about that you need to be aware of specifically in your relationship, and it has reared its ugly head. Once again,
said multiple times, and this is not tongue-in-cheek. This isn't like the Red Panda thing, although I stand by my conspiracy.
Enough theory. On Moshu. Can he rest in peace?
I don't know. Can he? Was he real? Who knows? Who's to say? But I do know this.
I'm exhausted.
If you are in a rough relationship, husband or wife, doesn't matter. If your relationship is not going great, and we all know when things aren't going great, and one of you says, hey, let's go hiking, let's go on a cruise, realize you're about to get murdered. There is no reason for a bad relationship to ever go to the woods or out on a cruise ship. You are going to get pushed overboard. You're going to get shoved off a cliff every single time. And no one's listening to me, and this poor bastard in Hawaii didn't listen to me, and look what happened.
Yeah, primetime Honolulu. A judge on Tuesday denied a Maui doctor's request to be released on bail while he fights an attempted murder charge on allegations that he tried to kill his wife on a Honolulu hiking trail. His name is Gerhard Koenig. Previously pleaded not guilty, his wife wrote in a petition for a temporary restraining order against him that they were hiking in Honolulu in March when he grabbed her, pushed her towards the edge of a cliff, attempted to inject her with a syringe, and then bashed her head with the rock.
He's an
dude wasn't even trying to play the accident angle.
No, this is my only thing I can say about this anesthesiologist. That's sloppy work.
Big time.
That's sloppy work, man. What are you doing?
I'm not trying to tell him how to, you know, get away with this, but like, shouldn't the nudge be all you need?
We all know the key to this is, hey, honey, why don't you take a selfie there by the edge? And then you go King Leonidas, and you this is Sparta. Ah! Ha! Or you just do the, hey, isn't that crazy? Look down. Look how high we are. Oops. Boom. You don't bring a syringe full of drugs.
And then bash her in the head with a rock.
Well, I guess after the nudge doesn't work and then the syringe doesn't work.
Well, then the fight ensues, I guess.
I guess at that point you're kind of committed. Jesus. I do enjoy that they found him. They found him with syringes in a fanny pack that were labeled, they were labeled like anesthesia drugs. Like, he's just carrying them around
with
him.
This is like the hit and run guy. Like, you hit someone with your van and then you drove around in the same van with the same damage that matches the accident you just had. Like,
this dude's very,
criminals are idiots.
This dude's very sloppy in his murder.
He's not very good.
No, he's not.
He didn't plan this out. He's probably a bad doctor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not certain I want him in charge of my anesthesia. Like, that's the most important part of the surgery. And his lack of detail, it's concerning to me. I don't know. It seems a little dicey.
Shouldn't he have been able to, like, kind of get away with it more in a way that, like, you wouldn't be able to tell that the anesthesia was given?
This is such a foolproof system is... It's an accident. There's no ring. There's no ring cameras. There's no. You're just out there hiking. You're
as
out
long as you don't have a witness.
Exactly. And yet this guy's like he's fumbling around there, and then you start bashing her with a rock. By the way, she was fine. She like went to the doctor.
This guy gets even dumber. Let me continue.
Oh yeah.
Prosecutors in opposing the bail request said that Koenig, quote, faces a realistic prospect of life imprisonment, mm-hmm. and tried to flee after the attack. He called his adult son and told him he, quote, tried to kill your stepmom.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Is she kind of a badass, too, for fighting him off? Because, like, he went after with a syringe and a rock.
I guess.
He had weapons.
I want to know more about her side. It said Koenig's wife suffered major cuts to her head that required surgery, prosecutor said. However, Otaki, who is one of the attorneys, argued doctors said there wasn't any substantial risk of death or concussion. Mm. Well, except for the fact that he was going to try to push you off a cliff and bash your head
and
in.
And inject you with, quote, and it, by the way, really? Like, what is this, like, Batman? You're just labeling syringes and anesthesia drugs? Like, you got no name? Like, you're an anesthesiologist!
And so, mind you, this incident happened in March.
Yes.
And then it says in a court document filed on Monday, the prosecutor said Koenig was storing those syringes at home. The needles and vials were labeled anesthesia. And on May 27th, when his wife was preparing to fly back to Honolulu for his grand jury proceedings, she discovered the fanny pack belonging to her husband that contained several of the syringes and vials.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So the thing that you're being accused of, you just left for your victim to find? This guy is a world-class idiot.
He had backups.
By the way, I would also like to point out, remember he said that, he grabbed a rock and began bashing her? No one's, apparently his attorney is not denying the rock, because he said, and I quote, it was a very small rock, while she describes it jagged softball. I like that they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right.
You guys take it easy on Gerhardt. It was just a pebble. What?
Small rock. It was very small. Very small. You've never seen a rock that small.
It gets worse. The couple were visiting Oahu to celebrate her birthday while their two young sons stayed at home in Maui with a nanny and family. So I knew about this older son that he had who he confessed to. They have little kids that they left so he could go and try to kill mom.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And did a really poor job with it.
Well, I'm thinking more and more like that whole life imprisonment thing may be very much a reality for
Mr.
Koenig.
Yeah, it sounds like he may be in some trouble. So, once again, do not go hiking. Hey, we're not getting along so well. Hey, would you like to go to Hawaii for your birthday? Well, that seems a little odd, but it's sweet of you. Yeah, we could go on several hikes. Why do you have those drugs that are randomly named anesthesia drugs that you're taking with? Oh, don't worry about that. It's just something I like to bring along in case I need.
Hey, honey, you got any granola bars in your fanny pack? No? How about a liquid IV? No? What are you carrying in there? Well,
some anesthesia drugs.
Also, if you're going to divorce someone or break up with someone, you should probably control where you do that. Just saying. Don't try and do it in a car ride, because they will take you into the mountains.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Then you kind of have to say that you'll fight through it for another week.
Says on that fateful day on March 24th that it was Koenig who suggested they go on a hike. Shocker. What is known as the Palipuka Trail is closed because the route is unsafe. The State Department of Land and Natural Resources said hikers often enter through a small clearing near a popular lookout point that offers stunning views despite the warning, area closed, do not go beyond this sign.
Yeah, I want to see that the husband's like, no, baby, it's all right.
At one point, he grabbed her by the upper arms and started pushing her towards that cliff's edge while yelling that he was sick of her.
Mm.
They began wrestling. She screamed, pleaded for him to stop. The petition said.
Good for her, by the way. I mean, yeah, that's a...
During the struggle, it said she took the syringe from him, and as he tried to inject her with something, she said that she bit his arm in an attempt to defend herself. Yeah, I think she's a badass.
Yeah.
He appeared to calm down, but then grabbed a nearby rock and began bashing me repeatedly with it.
I do enjoy these, like, all right. My bad. Yes, I was going to inject you with drugs and shove you off that cliff. I'm feeling much better now. And then he's like, ha!
I'm calm. Rock! Actually...
Not a large lava rock, though. It's a small rock.
Well, R.I.P. Gerhardt, I hope awful things happen to you in prison.
Yeah, you're going to jail for the rest of your life. So, yeah, they said that he's from South Africa, too, so they're fearful that he was going to flee to South Africa.
Now, if you do want to divorce your wife, there's another way to do it that a New Jersey firefighter showed us. That has gone viral. We'll talk about that story next on the club, or in the club. But first, Will has SportsCenter.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Prime Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, if you're upset with your wife, you don't have to go push her off of a hiking trail. There are other ways to deal with your frustration. Wouldn't necessarily recommend this one either.
I do appreciate the guy that's like...
But it seems legal.
He's like, I really don't want to get divorced. I don't want to pay that alimony, so let's go down that murder road, because that seems like it's worth the risk.
So this comes to us from New Jersey, a video that has gone viral where a firefighter shocked his friends and family when he turned his birthday party into a surprise divorce party after finding out his wife was cheating on him. So they've got this like party space rented out. There's music going on. There's like LED lights and stuff like that happening. And he's got the microphone. And he's like kind of doing a toast for her. And he's like, babe, come on up here, whatever. And he's kind of getting like a little bit heated and aggressive, even though it seems like he's wishing her happy birthday and praising her. And then he grabs her face with two hands, like Godfather style, and plants a big old kiss on her and pushes her back. And then he goes, I effing know everything. I had to see his skinny, pale little... I wasn't impressed. I know all about the Plan B pills you had to take, you filthy bleeping... And everyone's like, wait, what? Like, people at first there were like, thought they were like doing bits or something. No. And then he goes nuclear. He's like, F you. I'm done, you whore. I mean, the whole thing. He's just going ballistic.
You see this stuff sometimes like on Instagram or Twitter, and I always assume that these things are staged.
I generally do too, but the quality of this video makes it, I mean, I guess if you wanted to make it look real, you'd try to make it maybe look something like this. But then there's also a second clip that is circulating post confrontation, and there are people that try to get in between, like both men and women, because their women are like, no, I don't do this. Like, what are you doing? You're being an ass, whatever. And then there's people in the background, they're like, is that true? Was she messing around?
And then it like turns into like a full on dance party. Like, she storms out, and then everyone like parties.
The second clip that's going around is people partying, and he has a whole divorce playlist. It's like, you know, whether it's Gold Digger or whether it's CeeLo, Forget You, or whatever. He and his bros are just rocking out to the divorce party.
I have no idea. Like, anytime I see something like this, I just, again, I automatically think it's staged. If this is true, this level of, first off, she's kind of hot. But the level of pettiness that this man had, and also, like, and maybe this is a Will generation thing. Like,
whoa.
No. No.
That guy is way older than my generation.
No, not that this is... Follow with me. The other thing about your generation is you're dumb and you jump to conclusions. No,
that's just my generation. Just my generation is dumb.
What I'm saying is that the young people, you guys are willing to put anything on camera. Everything has to be filmed, and I mean everything. Like,
something starts happening, get your phone out.
The idea of if my wife was cheating on me and I found out about it, like. There'd probably be a level of anger, a level of shame, level of embarrassment, and that would be something that, like, all right, we're keeping that
in house,
we're keeping that to myself. But I swear to God, and I don't know, like, you talked about your young friends, but everything I see, it doesn't matter, good, bad, or indifferent. Anyone under the age of 30,
we're sharing it with the world.
We are sharing it with the world. I am taking out my phone, and we are going to film. Everything, even if it makes you look like an absolute horse's ass, you're like, nope, here's, and you're filming it. It fascinates me. I think it, and I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing, I think it's a generational thing.
Sure.
Because I don't know anyone my age that would do that, but I know a lot of people in their 20s that certainly would.
See, and I would disagree because I would think it goes higher than 30. Now, you can definitely throw my generation into this, but I would think this started with millennials. And I think that's where everything happens.
My generation is probably in the cusp. I just turned 40. I don't necessarily think I'm just going to whip my phone out and share something like that, but I know people maybe who would, and I'm not far off from the group that would do that, I guess.
I'll tell you right now, like, if I'm a part of a breakup, whether I'm breaking up with someone or not breaking up with someone, that's not going out on social media. And
it
most
depends
of my
on the
friends,
person, too. Do you live your life online, or do you live it closed in your own circle?
And that's what I'm saying. I think so many young people now, their life is just...
That's way more common with that group.
It's just online. Yeah. Therefore, good, bad, or other, this is... It goes back, like... You see, like, school shootings, and people are literally filming Like, they are running for their lives.
But they're filming.
But they're filming. It's just that, again, life has to... If you get someone under the age of I'll say, like, in their early
20s... Dude, they got bit by the deadly snake. Good game, Snake. I'm cooked.
Anything in their 20s or teens, they just have to be on camera. We are raising the next generation of kids, and it's getting worse. They will do anything to be on camera.
But I do want to combat this, though, because this is stemming from this video. This guy is closer to your age than to mine. He's 40. Okay. This is his 40th birthday party. So I just want that out there of, like, because I think too many times the younger generation just gets slammed for things. And there's a lot of really dumb things that we do, don't get me wrong. And it's a higher percentage of my age that does this video thing, and I think it's ridiculous.
The divorce party, by the way, is...
It is funny.
I think the divorce party is great.
But that's the other part of it. You talked about, like, if you knew your wife was cheating, if you were mad, ashamed, whatever. Like, this guy knew it. And not only wanted to confront her, went out of his way to set up a party to invite people to do this to her in front of them.
Yeah, it's like the shame factor.
Non-existent for him. He's like, she'll have more shame than I will. Watch this.
And so that's your generation. So your generation is making these videos. So I just want you to know, when you try and blame my generation,
it's a hell of a thing.
It's not a generation
thing.
Well, maybe it's a person
thing. Guy's generation just wanted to do the setup and dumping. It was someone, a younger generation, who pulled out the phone to film it.
Well... They might have pulled out the phone to film it because they thought it was going to be really sweet, and it wasn't.
It's pretty epic.
It just depends on the person.
Your family there, like your mom's there. Mom, my wife's a whore. Check it out, woo!
Wouldn't be for me, but I've seen and I know plenty of people who would take the lost 100 pounds this year, and they didn't lose any weight. They just got dumped or dumped someone else, and there are pictures of them cropping the other person out. So.
It's
a person thing.
I have a buddy of mine who was married, and he found out at a birthday party. It might have been a Christmas party. He found out at the party what was going down. Everyone was like, we thought there was going to be like a dead guy, like later on. He's, you know, military guy. And maybe we were like, everyone was just like, but he didn't turn it into a party, but he found out at a party. And that's the thing, is like, if I was there and like my friend did that, I think I would just quietly just be like,
I was one of my buddies. We were at a wedding for a friend that was, I mean, it wasn't like you know, tropical destination, but it was like drive out of your way in Oregon somewhere and stay in cabins type destination, and found out at the reception of that wedding that the girlfriend that he brought with him and was staying with had been cheating on him. Yeah. That made for an interesting night.
See, that's one, though, where when you find that out, and this might be where it is a younger man thing, but when you find out or you get dumped, you go out that weekend, and your boys have to go out with you. You get together, and Friday night and Saturday night, you're going out. It doesn't matter wherever that person that got dumped or cheated on or whatever, you take them out wherever they want to go.
Yeah,
you take
good friends will drag you out when you got that going on.
Yeah. But the divorce party, next level bitterness.
Next level bitterness.
Fantastic. I just, the whole film.
Got a little New Jersey kind of je ne sais quoi about it, too.
The filming of it's
loud and flamboyant.
Because, like, well, someone had to be put in charge of that. You're like, hey, by the way, you're in charge.
I want to make sure you get all of this.
You're in charge of filming my whore wife. My whore wife. You're like,
Amazing.
Yeah. Divorce parties. I've never been to a divorce party, but I'm assuming that would be. So which is ultimately better, going to the wedding or going to the divorce party? I would think the divorce party gets a little wilder.
I went to a non-bachelor party. The wedding invites had already gone out. The trips had already been paid for, and the couple called it off. And the dude was bummed out, and we all were like, "We should all still go on the bachelor party, right? Got to cheer him up."
Yeah.
So we did.
That makes sense.
It just ended up being a non-celebratory dudes weekend.
Yeah.
Or kind of an old-school Luke Wilson re-release into the wild, if you will.
Sure.
Mitchapalooza.
I just assume that those parties get a little... weddings can be fun.
Yeah.
I just would think that the divorce party is maybe a little more fun.
Well, and honestly, if you confronted your wife in private about this and you said, we're done, and you just threw your own kick-ass divorce party, that might be cool, too. I don't know if you needed the theatrics on the front end, but... clearly, he wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah. absolutely. Well, and he's, like you said, he's a Jersey firefighter and that kind of.
He wanted to go viral.
Yeah.
Also, Jersey firefighter, are we sure he's not cheating too?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Way he reacted, though, that'd be some serious gaslighting if you're like, how dare you, you whore.
Wouldn't
and
be
you're
the,
like also, you know, throwing it around yourself.
Wouldn't be the craziest thing I'd ever
no,
seen before.
No, it's not impossible.
Firefighters are doing okay. Just saying.
Valid point.
Yep.
Valid point. You never know.
He's not an ugly guy.
Neither is she.
No, she's a smoke show.
She looked pretty good. She was in demand.
I don't know that we'll get to buried treasure today, but sports and movies collide, and I'm interested in what Sook thinks about this casting. We'll do that when we wrap up the club next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can I get a hot tub?
Wrapping up the club, I can tell you that tomorrow we're going to have to get into new mascot talk. There is a...
It's terrifying.
Yeah, move over King Cake Baby in New Orleans. We have a new mascot to haunt your dreams, right here in Portland.
Every now and then mascots are can be a little unnerving.
And listen, depending on the franchise, depending on what the mascot is, some easier to pull off than others. This was a high bar to clear, and something happened there.
I get why they're doing it.
I do, too. You know. Got my attention.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When you're getting a mascot, right? Like, that's the whole point. You got to, like, grab people's attention. Like, Doug Fur, that thing is a little uncomfortable, but it's not necessarily scary.
Not
but
scary.
It's weird. This one is...
And you already had Blaze, so yeah. It was like, what's Doug doing here?
I don't know why they did that. I don't know. I just... Every now and then, I guess you got to roll out. Like, do a lot of places have two mascots? I don't know what Blaze was not getting done. You think Blaze was upset when they tried to move Doug Fur in?
I'd feel a little slighted if I were Blaze.
Yeah, if I was Blaze, I wouldn't want that.
Boy, we have a good old Donnybrook going at the end of this ice hockey game. It's 6-1 with 1 minute left, and everyone's trying to take each other's heads off.
Well, that's what happens. When you're losing 6-1, by the way, that's the Florida Panthers, who I hate, kicking the crap out of the Maple Leafs. When you're down 6-1, you better not have any good players in the game. This is all like third and fourth line fodder.
Yep.
Because you know someone's looking to take a cheap shot at you.
They've also been very chippy this series. Didn't Domi get in trouble in this one?
Yeah, I mean, that's by the time you get to game six of anything, you are, I guess this is game five. That's the kind of the beauty part of hockey is by the time you get to the end of the series, everyone hates each other. It's like being in football, like, you know, practice. By the time you get to like week two of two-a-days,
everyone's so done with each other.
You can't just play someone every single day without learning to hate them a little bit.
New sports biopic news. Now, saw today that we're getting a new sports film based on a coaching legend. Any guesses as to, or are there coaches out there who you'd want to see a fictionalized, or not fictionalized, dramatized biopic of that hasn't been done yet?
I don't find coaches to be that interesting, to be honest with you.
Well, think about a guy.
And they're not going to be honest about it, which is the disappointing part. Like, if you could give me the John Wooden one.
Okay.
But, like, make it real, because Wooden had, like, that booster that was, like, paying for abortions and hookers.
Right, right.
Like, if you gave me, like, the
telling Bill Walton not to protest.
Yeah, if you gave me, like, the uncomfortable ones where he's, like, going after Bill, like, you give me that, I'd watch that. But I don't find most coaches, like, telling me the Bill Belichick thing would be interesting.
Yeah.
Man, again, because if you did the Spygate and the Deflategate, if you got, like, a
real... Well, that's the thing. If you do the biopic angle and it's, like, up to a studio to write the story and you just got... Like, if it's not actually the person involved in it, like, I think you could get a little more creative freedom, and you can probably have, like, you could make a more interesting or more salacious Bill Belichick one, for example. But no, this is going to be about a man who is a legendary coach and broadcaster. We're getting the film Madden.
Oh.
About the life of John Madden.
Really?
Look it up on X. And actually, before you do, who would you have play John Madden? Because the person they ended up choosing, I didn't think, from a visual standpoint, would work at all. And then I saw the screen cap of, like, the trailer-type poster of John Madden and Al Davis, and the two actors they picked look perfect for it.
It works, and you wouldn't think it would
exactly
at all.
Right.
So we're... But, oh, I guess we're going young Matt. We're not going old Matt. Because, like, Brian Dennehy was the one that I thought of.
Sure.
By the way, is Brian Dennehy alive?
Ooh, dead or alive. That's a great
Anybody?
Question.
And I like Brian Dennehy.
Yeah. He might be passed.
Is Brian Dennehy
alive? Well, we don't have a lot of time. I will tell you, or I'll show you.
Yeah, what do we got?
Nick Cage as John Madden.
Well, I'll be damned.
And Christian Bale as Al Davis.
That's Christian Bale?
Yeah. We're looking 70s-style era Raiders, and
boy,
tell you what, it looks pretty good.
First off, Christian Bale can do anything.
That
man's a chameleon. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage got a little fatter.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
So we'll see. No idea if it'll be a good flick or not, but I was pleasantly excited about the cast they chose. That's going to do it for us here on Primetime. Thanks to Suk for having me in. We'll be back with you Thursday and Friday. PGA Championship starts tomorrow. We'll be back Primetime 3-7. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.